Second Timothy, if you have your Bibles, chapter number 3, verse number 1. 5 verses of scripture. It'll be more than we can get through tonight. Second Timothy, chapter 3, starting at verse number 1 through 5. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. The last days.
Oh God.
Not mine. I wonder if we're there. Yes. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Amen. The Lord will help us. That's my title tonight. I wonder if we are in the last days.
Come on.
Praise God. Nearly 2,000 years ago, the Apostle John penned, a prayer in the book of Revelation, and he said, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Remember that?
Yes.
John was exiled there on that Isle of Patmos, and he prayed and he said, Lord, come. John was looking for his coming over 2,000 years ago. Amen. What about Paul? I read some there in 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4, those great verses that Paul gave us. Amen. I believe Paul was expecting his return in Paul's day. Paul was looking for Jesus to come in his hour. Amen. Twice in 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4, amen, that Paul uses that term when he says, they which are alive, or he said, they which are dead, amen, are going to rise first. And then he uses this phrase,
we,
which are alive, amen.
Oh, that's right.
Paul believed he was going to see the coming of the Lord. Jesus. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet him.
Right.
Praise God. Paul was looking for the coming of the Lord.
Right.
Simon Peter in 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 12 says, looking for that day. Amen. Peter was looking for that day.
Right.
Great God. Peter was looking for the coming of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Matthew chapter number 24. Amen. Another thing that is certain, amen, is the fact that we are, praise God. Matthew 24 tells us of his coming.
Yes.
Amen. And so all of those previous to us in the Bible days was looking for Jesus to come. Amen. And I'm not a heretic. I'm not saying he's not coming. I believe he's coming. Amen. Great God. Hallelujah. But he did not come in their day. Hallelujah. So somebody may scoffers. The Bible says scoffers will say, wherein is the Father? For he fell asleep. Where's his coming at? Amen. I'm not scoffing at all, but I'm here to tell you we're 2,000 years closer.
Woo!
Than Paul and Peter were in their day. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that we are in the last days. Hallelujah. Let the Lord help me. I'm going to preach to you. Great God. Amen. That we're in the last days. Hallelujah. Verse number 1 tells us this, know also that in the last days. Amen. Paul was telling us that in the last days, right here is what's going to happen. Amen. Perilous times shall come. Great God. What does that mean? Amen. He's telling the climate of those days, the things that's going to happen. Perilous means difficult, troublesome, trying, uneasy, hard, violent, dangerous days. Amen. That's the kind of days that it's going to be like. At the end, amen. While these characteristics have marked hundreds of years down through the ages of time, I believe it marks our day perfect. Dangerous days to be alive, amen. Hey, God, hallelujah. I agree with Brother Gene, amen. I don't think you ought to do no hating either, praise God, amen. But it's a dangerous day in our cities when the United States military and these police platoons have to be called out just to call order in our big cities across the country. It's perilous times, dangerous days are amongst us, God. Will you help us, amen? Oh, I think it's it safe to say, amen, that we are in perilous times, amen.
Sure.
Thank God. We're living in an age when it's dangerous for men to live for God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Those who practice righteousness, listen to me, are called intolerant. Oh, yeah. And for things like Brother Earl was saying tonight, you know what they're called? Narrow-minded bigotry.
Yeah.
We hate,
yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. We're haters. We don't love. We don't love people. But let me tell you something. I told you this morning. I believe it's just the opposite. Amen.
Yeah.
That's why I spank my kids. Well, thank God, I don't even do that. I don't spank them. I whip them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's why I whip my kids, Brother Scotty.
Yeah.
I'm sure your parents whipped you a time or two. You know why?
Yeah.
Amen. Because they love you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey God, I heard of many parents. I heard my parents say. I said this morning. I know. Well, they said, oh, this hurts me more than it hurts you. And I always thought, great God, there ain't no way it could hurt you like it's hurting me. Until I had to whip a couple of my own. And then I had to go up in my room, amen, and cry and mope around for an hour or two because it hurt me so bad. Hallelujah. There's felt better in 5 minutes and I kept hurting. Hallelujah. But you know why I did it? Because I wanted to teach them right from wrong. Because I wanted to tell them, hey, God, what's ahead? How you need to act? I loved them, so I told them the truth. Hey, God, let me tell you something. Holiness preacher in this day is not your enemy. He's not narrow-minded. He's not a bigotry, hey, but he's telling you the truth. Great God, trying to tell you the right way to keep you out of the paths going to hell. One of these days, great God, he's not narrow-minded. He's trying to keep you from the dangerous path ahead. Amen.
Woo!
I don't know I'm going to preach to you here. Great God, so that's what we're called, antisocial. Great God, we're the ones called and labeled as dangerous. Boy, they're dangerous. You better watch them. They're dangerous. You better stay away from that outfit. All the meantime, it's what's got my feathers ruffled. All the meantime, while they're out there flipping police cars over. All the time, while they got bricks busting windows out of cars, burning down police stations, going in demolishing stores in our big cities. Hey, come on. And the same legislator said that it's not law to have church in this pandemic, but they're gathered up by the hundreds and hundreds, thousands even, gathered up, Brother Daniel, amen, and they said this, they said it's their constitutional right to gather and protest if they want. Thank God, I'm not saying it's not, but nobody, no legislator stood up and said that it's the church's right to have church. No, I tell you what they did, right here in the state of Kentucky. They sent up the state police out and shut the doors down to the church, wrote them out tickets, and told them it wasn't lawful for them to have church, but yet it's lawful to go out and destroy, amen, law enforcement and government property. Hey, I come to tell you, we're in perilous times. We're in dangerous days. Church, we're at the end of the road, and we better get ready to meet God. I said, hey, wake up, America. Hey, we're at the end of time.
Oh, yes, we are, Brother Jason.
Paul said in the last days, perilous times.
Perilous times.
Woo! Dangerous days. I got to move on here. That's the way it's going to be. God is not the author of evil. Amen. He is determined, I believe, to abandon sinful man to his choice of a wicked lifestyle. Let me tell you something. God is a free moral. He's a perfect gentleman, Michael.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot that.
Right.
God's a perfect gentleman.
Yeah,
he will not force you to do anything against your will.
Right.
We look out at a world that's full of sin, that's doing all the things that I told you, all the things that Brother Earl told you, all the sin that's wreaking havoc over our country today. Hey, God. And then we say, well, why does God not stop that? I tell you why. He's going to allow them to go on in their own pernicious ways.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He is determined to let man do what he wants to do. Thank God, the condition of humanity and society in the last days is absolute proof. Listen, that man left to himself will ruin a society and tear down a government. judgment. Yeah. Hey, that's what's happening right now. Right. Man, say we don't need God. We can do it on our own. We don't need God. Hey, we can marry homosexuals. We can go down to the courthouse. Why? I tell you, a man left to himself will self-destruct. He'll kill his own self. We booted God out, and man is destroying this very God-built nation right from under our feet. I come to tell you, sir, you can't make it without God. I come to tell you, America, you can't last without God. Every nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell. I come to tell you, don't ever forget God.
That's right.
But Tom, give me a vision. I didn't have time to write all this. Great God, this is my third service today. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:22. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, it tells us that in the last days, men want to do as they want to do. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Amen. Daniel chapter number 12. I didn't have this one. Verse number 10 says that the wicked will do wickedly.
Yeah.
Hey, we say, why is the world doing that? Because they're wicked. Do you expect anything different of wicked people? Wicked people is going to live a wicked life. Yeah. Unless they meet a holy God. Right. And a holy God will rebuke their wickedness, and they'll turn from their wicked ways and follow God. Hey, I come to tell us, you need God. America needs God. Hey, Rome thought they was too big, and we saw where they are today. Every mighty nation that ever climbed to the top, they found out you can't stay on the top without God. And I'm afraid, I love America. I bleed red, white, and blue. I still salute the flag. I still believe in the Ten Commandments. But I come to tell us, America is self-destructing. We kick God out, and we want to run it ourselves. And man can't run without God.
Tell us what Ephesians 4:22 says.
Ephesians 4:22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
The old man's corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Hey God, that's why God allows man to go in his own ways, because his own way is corrupt. And you got to understand, you can't live holy without a holy God. Hallelujah. So number two, amen, not only is the climate in the last days going to be out of control, but look at the character, amen, that men have. Hold on, you got your seatbelts? It's going to take me a little while. But the Bible said here's going to be the characters of men and women in the last days. They shall be, amen, lovers of self. Selfish. Amen. Intent of one's own interests. Amen. When they love for self is elevated far above any type of love for God. Does that not sound like a nation that we're living in today? The trend in the modern church, great God of today, is self-esteem, self-worth, positive image. That's what they're preaching and teaching. But God says, hey, amen, take the steam out of self and understand you're nothing without God. Hallelujah. He'll be covetous, lovers of money. Oh, yes, I got several scriptures here, but for time's sake, we better skip them. But the Bible tells us over and over and over, amen, that the love of money is the root to all evil. And you know, that's the driving force of America today. We are the wealthiest nation under the sun right now. Hey God, amen. The stock market crashed back in March. You remember that? March the 19th or 20th, somewhere around there. 47% lost in under a month. But I just read somewhere last night, it's gained all of it back, besides just a couple percent. Hey, and world-renowned economic harvest. You know what they're saying? We haven't even hit the bottom yet. And God, we haven't even seen the impact of COVID-19 just yet. But the stock market's already rebounded. Do you know why? Because the stock market is putting faith in man. The stock market is putting faith in the federal government stimulus plan. Oh, I come to tell you, Wall Street, you can't depend on man. I come to tell you, America, you can't put your faith in man. Hey, we better turn from our wicked ways and call out to God. It takes God to prosper a nation, not the ways of man.
Yes, Lord.
Covetous, lovers of money, lovers of self gains, boasters, woo, windbags. You ever been around them? Hallelujah. Brag about what they've done. Brag about how good they are. Brag about how great their nation is. Woo! Oh, let me tell you something. Once again, you're nothing without God. Proud. Amen. An overestimate of one's worth. Proverbs 16 and 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. When you get too proud, you better watch out. Hey, man, we was down in Canova. Hey, God, I was telling somebody today, if you want a number to call after church, hey, God, let me know. Michelle and I was down there. I seen a real pretty lot, just a vacant lot in Canova. And I'm just curious. And I like the looks of it. And I thought, well, if I could sell my house, I might build another house right there. Hey, man. Hey. And so we went down there, knocked on the door, and asked the neighbor if they knew who owned it. Yeah, they said, we rent this house. But I'm pretty sure our renter owns that too. Here's her number. I called her up. Proudest, arrogant old woman I ever talked to in all my life. And she very hatefully told me that lot wasn't for sale. And she very hatefully wanted to know how in the world I got her number. Asked me if there was a sale sign on the lot. Why in the world you calling me? Very arrogant. I told Brother Chuck, I tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to give somebody your number and call her up and ask her if she's got a lot for sale. Hallelujah. Let her have about 50 people call and ask her if she's got any land for sale. Arrogant. Ready, God, proud. I come to tell us we ain't got nothing to be proud about. I ain't nothing but a bag of dirt. I said I ain't nothing without the help of God. Church, you can't make it without God. You can't walk without God. You can't talk without God. Hey, I come to tell us we're nothing without Him.
Right.
Amen.
Woo! Blasphemers given to defiant and bitter words.
Yes, Lord.
Have you considered the rise in cursing in our day? Little kids cuss.
Amen.
Bible said in the last days there'd be blasphemers. Defiant. Bitter. Cursing. No respect for the fellow man. Kids cuss the teachers out. Kids cuss mom and dad out. Kids have no respect for teachers. Amen. No respect for parents, much less any kind of respect for an authoritative figure at the church like a Sunday school teacher or a preacher. Oh, I wonder if we're in the last days. Lost respect for God. Amen. Lord, help us. Disobedient to parents. This rejection of Christian values reaches all the way inside the home. Discipline has gone out the window, and we have raised a generation of rebellious children who do not even respect their own parents. And if there is no obedience and respect and loyalty in the home, that's why there's no loyalty and respect in the society. Hey, God, help us, Lord. Amen. We've raised a generation of disobedient children.
That's it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh, I can preach a while right there.
Come on, brother. Come on.
I'm thankful. No sense of gratitude for anything anymore.
Right.
Do something for somebody and they don't even say thanks.
No.
Amen.
True. Very true.
It didn't bother me. I think we was leaving Souls Electric the other day mowing. Pulled out there at Marshall. Just went a block or two. And there's always people over at Marshall trying to come across the road. Well, the light down there was red, so I slowed up. Waved them on across the road. And a middle-aged lady probably. And I didn't think a thing about it. She just looked at us. Just walked right across that road. Mm-hmm. Gary, my helper, gets mad. I thought, what's he mad about? He said, you see that? He said, she didn't even raise her hand and say thank you. He said, you didn't have to let her by. Great God. I never thought of that. Amen, but you know nobody's thankful anymore. Great God, you owe everything to everybody. Hallelujah. We've raised a generation that thinks the government owes us. Come on. We've raised a generation that thinks the company owes us a payday every 2 weeks. Hey, God, we've raised a generation that says, hey, that the government owes you everything. No. I'm thankful for a job when I get up in the morning. I'll have a lawns to mow. I'm thankful for a church to come to on Wednesday, or Thursday rather, and Sunday. Somebody said, well, hey man, you ain't got all that many people there. I used to get worked up over that. But if there's 10 here Thursday, I'll preach to 10. I don't care anymore. I'm thankful for what the Lord has done. Hello. I said, I'm thankful. We raised a generation that is not thankful.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever seen such an unthankful society?
Sad.
Right.
Are we in the last days?
We are.
Yes, we are. Unholy. Oh, my, that's a sermon right there. Wicked. Profane. Yeah. When men lose all regard for decency and shame. Unholy. Have we ever seen such a generation? Amen. Men will increase in wickedness as the end approaches. That's what Paul's saying. This trend is becoming more and more evident. The bottom line is that men will hold nothing as being sacred anymore. Churches aren't sacred. They burnt down that church right up there in New York City. That church ain't even sacred anymore. Men are unholy. Great God, pornography at an all-time. I forget how many billions of dollar industry every single year. Amen. A bunch of perverts get on there and pay a bunch of money and pollute their minds. Unholy! You don't have to go very far right out here on the street to see a bunch of women. Amen. Oh, that has sold their bodies to sin and lust. I'm saying unholy. No panics. Amen. IVs and veins shooting up. Great God, we're living in an unthankful society. I've been out of St. Mary's 3 years, and I know it was a year or two before that.
I went in the bathroom. I went in the bathroom up there on the main floor. I was down there for a lunch break or something. Had to go bathroom. I went in there right there in the main St. Mary's bathroom. This old big guy was in there all squatted down. Yeah, his legs like this. He's been over on the sink. I thought, what in the world is this guy doing? And he had a younger boy that I'm pretty sure was his son. Amen. And he crushed up a pill right there on the sink. And he had him a dollar bill or something. And he's snorting that pill right there in the sink in a public bathroom. And I'm walking in with my scrubs on, my uniform, my badge, and all this stuff. And that young boy looks at that older guy and says, hey, right there's a worker. Right there's an employee. He turned around and looked at me. And he looked at that young boy and said, I don't care. And he went over and he just kept on sniffing, not even ashamed of their sin. Hey, church, we're living in a generation where people don't even flinch at their sin. Come on now. I'm talking about major mind perversion. I'm talking about sexually perverted men and women that have no shame over their immoralities. I come to tell you, church, we're living in an unholy generation. And I come to ask you, are we living in the last days?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Unholy without natural affection. Oh, the breakdown in the families. Hey, well, it's natural to love your own family.
Yes.
Natural.
That's it.
Yes.
But he said in the last days it'll be unnatural. Families will hate one another. That's unnatural. Moms and dads,
get upset with kids and don't even talk to one another. Kids don't talk to mom and dad. I told you, my sister had a little buff a while back, and I let it bother me for a couple weeks, and she let it bother her for a couple weeks. And I called her up and I said, Jessica, let me tell you something. I love you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo! I wasn't gonna be unnatural. Hey God, everybody ain't gonna do everything that you like. Your brother ain't always gonna say everything you like. Hey God, Brother Tom told us this morning, his sister got mad at him when he said, Dad, are you ready to meet God? Well, what do you do? This ain't your time, Tom. Leave Dad alone. Hey God, we're living in an unnatural generation where families hate one another. I come to ask you, are we in the last days? Oh God, help us. Amen. Without natural affection.
Sir. Come on now.
Abandonment, abuse. Have you ever seen a generation where moms will have a baby and throw them in the dumpster?
Dear Lord.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Hold on. I ain't done just yet.
Oh,
come on.
Have you ever seen a generation? How many million by Tommy, you know, abortions?
It's over 60 million now.
60 million babies. Bloodshed.
Oh, God.
Bloodthirsty. When they shut the churches down, when they shut all these major businesses down, you know, the abortion clinics were still operating every day.
Yeah.
Essential business.
Yeah.
While they're killing 60 million babies across this country. Oh, unnatural. Unnatural. Lord, heaven. Oh, I gotta go on. But I'm coming up right here. Unnatural. Oh, hey, let me tell you, it's unnatural. It's a ma'am. It's unnatural. Hey, great God. They told me about my cousin Jeff. He's the one died in that fuller wreck. He got a beautiful daughter, Rebecca. I mean, one of the prettiest girls you ever laid eyes on. And not just because she's my cousin. Thank God she's a pretty girl. But you know what I heard, Brother Daniel? Last time I seen a picture of her, her hair's all butched off. She got her a woman lover. Thank God. And I think she had a surgery to make herself from a girl to a boy. Had testosterone injections to up her testosterone to make her act like a man. Let me tell you, church, that's unnatural. We're living in a natural generation. Hey, when a man can take his God-given, amen, natural parts that God gives a man and go have a surgery and turn himself into a woman, it's unnatural. I come to ask us, are we living in the last days?
Yeah.
Somebody kept talking about this Jenner. I don't even know the name, that guy's name. Jenner, something Jenner.
Bruce.
But what's his name now? It's a woman.
Caitlin.
Caitlin. Caitlin, 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 Caitlin. Oh, this, that, and the other. And I thought, well, that's a pretty woman before I knew anything.
Huh?
What I didn't know was that woman's a man.
Yeah.
An Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
Turned himself into a man, to a woman,
right.
A natural girl.